Unit 20. The History of Rock. 1. In 1955, rock and roll was born in America. That year, Bill Haley and his Comets performed Rock Around the Clock, the first big hit of this new style of music. It was first known as rock and roll, and then simply as rock. It would become the most popular type of American music from that point on. And it would always appeal to young people as an expression of their search for identity and independence. 2. Rock and roll of the mid-1950s grew mainly out of rhythm and blues. It was a dance music of African Americans that combined blues, jazz, and gospel styles. Rock was also influenced by country and Western music. The most successful early rock and roll performer was Elvis Presley. He reigned as the king of rock and roll for a decade. 3. Just as rock and roll originated from a combination of music styles, it developed into many different forms. During the 1960s, rock music was made up of a number of different styles. It ranged from the surf music of the Beach Boys to the hard rock of the Rolling Stones. One of the big differences between 1960s rock and earlier rock and roll was the use of electronic instruments and sound equipment. It was also freer and more experimental. 4. British groups played an important part in the development of rock music in the 1960s. The Beatles were the first British group to achieve success in the USA. Their first hit recordings were I Want to Hold Your Hand, Can't Buy Me Love, and Love Me Do. Other successful British groups were the Rolling Stones, The Who, and The Animals. Meanwhile, in America, San Francisco was becoming the leading center of rock with such groups as Jefferson Airplane and The Grateful Dead. 5. In the 1970s, rock was as popular as ever. Many of the rock groups of the 1960s broke up. Others, like the Rolling Stones and Grateful Dead, continued to perform and record. The 1970s and early 80s were years of great technological progress in the production of rock music. Sophisticated instruments and recording equipment were used, including tape recorders with several tracks and synthesizers. Like the 1960s, the 1970s also saw the development of different styles. Heavy metal used extreme amplification and long electric guitar solos. Some of the best-known heavy metal rock performers included Alice Cooper, Grand Funk Railroad, and Aerosmith. 6. The rock music of the late 1970s once again emphasized the rhythm and energy of early rock and roll. It also helped produce the styles of the 1980s and 90s. Today, rock is still wide open to diversity, experimentation, and invention. It is still the music of young people. But today, older people who listened to rock when they were young continue to enjoy it. In many ways, rock is a mirror of American culture. It is energetic and unpredictable. It is a mixture of styles that work together, and it offers something to people of all ages. It seems Americans will always be rockin' round the clock.